California lawmakers set to repeal COVID misinformation law. A bill to repeal California's COVID-19 misinformation and disinformation law intended to punish doctors who refused to comply with the government's directives on masks, vaccines, and treatments during the pandemic is quietly making its way through the state legislature. Senate Bill 815 would change Assembly Bill 2098, a controversial bill to punish doctors for spreading misinformation or disinformation related to COVID-19. It would repeal provisions that expressly designate the dissemination of misinformation or disinformation related to COVID-19 as unprofessional conduct, according to an analysis by the bill's author, Assemblyman Richard Roth. The bill passed on the Senate floor in May and is now being heard by the Assembly, where it has passed two committees but has not yet had a floor vote. Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 2098, introduced by Assemblyman Evan Lowe and co-authored by then-Sen. Richard Pan, into law on September 30, 2022. In his signing message, the governor warned about the chilling effect other potential laws could have on the freedom of physicians and surgeons to effectively talk to their patients about the risks and benefits of treatments for COVID-19. However, I am confident that discussing emerging ideas or treatments, including the subsequent risks and benefits, does not constitute misinformation or disinformation under this bill's criteria, he wrote. Mr. Newsom said the law only applies to physicians' speech with patients during discussions directly related to COVID-19 treatment. I am signing this bill because it is narrowly tailored to apply only to those egregious instances in which a licensee is acting with malicious intent or clearly deviating from the required standard of care while interacting directly with a patient under their care. Days later, the law, which vaguely defined misinformation and disinformation as unprofessional conduct, was challenged in court. The law defined disinformation as misinformation that the licensee deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead, and misinformation as false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus contrary to the standard of care. Legal challenges. It has since been met with legal challenges, including complaints from Democratic presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the American Civil Liberties Union, two California doctors, Mark McDonald and Jeff Bark, and a group of five other physicians. One of the plaintiffs in the latter lawsuit was Dr. Aaron Cariety, who was fired as the University of California, Irvine Medical Ethics Director after he refused to get the COVID-19 vaccination, saying he was naturally immune after contracting the illness and recovering from it. Judge William Shub of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California granted a preliminary injunction in Mr. Cariety's suit blocking the state from enforcing AB 2098. He ruled that the statute's unclear phrasing and structure could have a chilling effect. However, his ruling runs contrary to a U.S. District Court out of California's Central District judge's earlier decision to deny a preliminary injunction to Dr. Bark and Dr. McDonald, after they sued the Medical Board of California and State Attorney General Rob Bonta in October 2022 seeking the court to declare AB 2098 unconstitutional and a preliminary injunction to prevent its enforcement. The case is still pending in the courts. The standard of care is always changing, especially as it relates to something new like COVID, Dr. Bark said in an interview. He said, today, for example, many people look back and laugh at the time when they sprayed down their groceries with alcohol or other disinfectants. We were all kind of freaked out, and then a few weeks later we were like, what in the heck are we doing? This makes no sense at all, he said. So, it's an evolving situation. During the lockdowns, President Joe Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Dr. Deborah Birx all told us that if you get this vaccine, you don't have to worry about getting COVID, Dr. Bark said. Well, we know now that's not true. Yet, under AB 2098, any doctor who said early on in the pandemic that vaccines won't stop the disease or transmission of it could have put their medical license in jeopardy for dissenting from the narrative of healthcare authorities or the corporate news media, he said. And so, if I were to say hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work, and they do, and the government disagrees with that, technically they could take my license away, he said. Dr. Bark said AB 2098 is not only a violation of First Amendment rights, but that it's dangerous to patients because it forces doctors to adhere to the government's narrative. It's bad for doctors, and it's dangerous for patients that I'm not allowed to speak my truth and give them an opinion based on my understanding of science and my understanding of the patient and their complicated history, he said. Additionally, Dr. Bark said he no longer supports retail pharmacies that towed the government line during the pandemic and will only use freedom-loving compounding or community pharmacies. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's recent move to walk back its condemnation of ivermectin is another example of changing standards of care, he said. Now they've said, just kidding. Ivermectin is probably okay, Dr. Bark said. Ashley Chung-Honnold, a Department of Justice lawyer representing the FDA, stated on August 8, the FDA explicitly recognizes that doctors do have the authority to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID. Dr. Simone Gold, a Beverly Hills physician who founded America's Frontline Doctors, has called AB 2098 an unconstitutional Orwellian gag order. This law attempts to mandate a new and undefined standard known as contemporary scientific consensus and illegally suppress differing professional opinions counter to this consensus on COVID-19, she wrote in January. Political response. Assemblyman Low said in a statement emailed to the Epoch Times September 12 that the SB 815 update will still hold doctors accountable. Fortunately, with this update, the Medical Board of California will continue to maintain the authority to hold medical licensees accountable for deviating from the standard of care and misinforming their patients about COVID-19 treatments, he said. When asked if state medical board complaints against doctors for defying government mandates would be dismissed, he declined to comment. Mr. Pan, who left office in December and is now running in Sacramento's mayoral race, was unavailable for comment, according to his campaign staff. Ugly side of overreach. Dr. Michael Huang, one of the doctors affected by AB 2098, shut down his independent family medical practice in Roseville, California, after he was inundated with about 30 Medical Board of California complaints. Dr. Huang, who prescribed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 positive patients, says he has never lost a patient to the virus. He reports a 100% survival rate among more than 4,000 patients treated and said next to none were hospitalized. State lawmakers, he said, including the governor, overstepped their bounds with AB 2098 and assumed they had more authority over the medical profession than they actually do. The pandemic was the perfect storm that revealed the ugly side of California government overreach, he said. Just as it's not the government's job to tell pilots how to fly in stormy weather, neither is it the government's role to tell doctors how to practice medicine in the midst of a pandemic, he said. You cannot tell a pilot how to fly in turbulence. It's up to the pilot ability and training to deliver their passengers safely from point A to point B, he said. Dr. Huang said he blames other doctors for not staying true to their trade and instead succumbing to pressure from the government. They have basically lost sight of what their core responsibility is, to safely deliver their passengers from point A to point B through this COVID pandemic. And they failed miserably, he said. Dr. Huang remains unapologetic for issuing mask exemptions for children based on medical reasons, and for nurses and firefighters who already had natural immunity from COVID-19 and refused to comply with vaccine mandates. Now living on his savings and taking a break from medicine, he said he's not quite ready to uproot his family and leave the state, but is seriously weighing his options. The way California is doing business, the way they're hurting the citizens that live here in the state, I don't want to stay here, he said. If I were to decide to work, I don't want to support this corrupt government. I don't want my taxes, my heart, or anything going to these types of agencies.